You know that damn fish is older than I am? Thanks.
What the hell is this?
But that's light beer.
Gee, I weigh 90 goddamn pounds and you bring me this slopping foam?
Harry's got me on a diet because the doc said my cholesterol's a little too high.
Well, let me tell you something now, Johnny. Last Thursday, I turned 95 years old.
Yeah.
And I never exercised a day of my life. Huh. Every morning, I wake up and I smoke a cigarette. And then I eat 5 strips of bacon. And for lunch, I eat a bacon sandwich. And for a midday snack...
Bacon.
Bacon, a whole bacon. Damn plate. And I usually drink my dinner. Now, according to all of them flat-belly experts, I should have took a dirt nap like 30 years ago. But each year comes and goes, and I'm still here. And they keep dying, you know? Sometimes I wonder if God forgot about me. It just goes to show you, huh?
What?
Huh?
Goes to show you what?
Well, it just goes... What the hell are you talking about?
Well, you said you drink beer, you eat bacon, and you smoke cigarettes, and you outlive most of the experts.
Yeah?
I thought maybe there's a moral.
No, there ain't no moral. I just... like that story. That's all. Like.
We haven't been off 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's been 2 weeks.
We just fucking abandoned our 20 listeners.
There's dozens and dozens of people who are disappointed.
Yeah, really upset. Okay. Looks like we're good. This stuff in the Gulf. I've always been of the opinion. I know it's common. It's a common argument where people talk about how the Justice League of America really don't need Aquaman, and like all he really does is drive the car. And
yeah,
I mean, this proves it. Fucking Aquaman could really come in handy right now.
Right. What would he really do?
He'd get a couple of dolphins and seal that shit up.
What do you mean by seal it up? He's just gonna send dolphins into it.
I don't know.
Tell me those dolphins wouldn't come back with like a layer of oil on them too. He'd end up killing the poor dolphins.
Well, it's better than killing everything.
I heard they set that shit on fire.
I thought they were going to. That'd be like, did they do that or not?
I heard they were just setting it all on fire.
That'd be badass.
But you have to admit that Aquaman can certainly do more with this situation than me.
Well, he controls the fish. Okay, let's say that there's a dude called Park Ranger.
Yeah.
And he is in charge of all of the animals in the world.
Yeah.
And there's a giant fire raging and it's going towards some shitbag city like Seattle.
But he could get all the animals to, you know, unite to...
Unite to what? There's a wall of fire.
Sacrifice themselves.
What are they going to do? Become more kindling?
Then he gets every animal in the world to go piss on it.
Yeah.
They're just going to jump into it and burn.
All of the birds could, like, you know... pull buckets and stuff. Lots of birds. You could come up with something. Aquaman could certainly come up with something.
Agreed.
He's fucking Aquaman.
But the bottom line is that they have fucking Superman. So yeah, while
Superman can't swim though, can he? Can Superman swim?
Oh, I'm sure Superman can't swim.
I bet there's a Nintendo game somewhere that if Superman falls in some fucking water, he's going down.
Oh, because Nintendo games are actual, you know,
or like just a random hole, like C jumps to get around the hole and just boom, gone.
Yeah, I mean, but yeah, okay. So in this scenario, Aquaman would do better than he would on land. But still, you're telling me Superman couldn't go and just like freeze it all, or, like blow like cold
breath,
and then lift it up and throw it in space?
Are you guys familiar at all, like, with Aquaman? Like, he has, like, scales on his chest. Is that just fancy his outfit, or is
I don't know.
He's not, like, part fish or anything?
No, no, that's his shirt.
I don't know. I don't even know, like, backstory or anything.
How did he become Aquaman?
Like, I don't know. I don't read DC comics.
That's a good question.
I'm not a faggot.
I'm going to Google it while we're sitting here.
You're going to Google Aquaman?
Yeah, I want to see, like, if he was, like, a radiation.
It had to be something. I mean,
radiation thing.
You don't just become Aquaman.
I think,
like,
his mom fucked a shark or
something.
Yeah,
his mom must have fucked a shark. Oh, speaking of fucking sharks, I said something about somebody being dorky the other day, and somebody pointed out to me that dork means whale penis, which I know.
Oh, dang.
Dang. Does that mean you win?
Yeah, I won.
You leveled?
I leveled. Dang. I'm 41 now.
Said, hey, you just called somebody a dork. I hope you realize that dork means whale penis. And I did know that, but then it was funny because I called him dorky, which, if you really think about it, implies that he was the receiver of a dork.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So a whale would then be the dorker.
Right.
Wait,
okay.
Wouldn't dork E be a, you're calling him whale penis like?
I can see it both ways. If you call someone,
yeah, whale penis like.
Yeah, you're dicky. You're dicky.
I think you mean dorked, as in he got the whale penis.
Yeah, I guess it would depend on the spelling, really. Because if it was dorky with two E's, it would imply that he was receiving a whale penis. I like how automatically it's a he receiving the whale penis. But for the sake
because
of argument,
you said
yes.
It was a he.
Actually, I think what I was talking about was a female, so she would be receiving.
How does it matter anyway? It's like, oh, what? If I call someone a fag, they're like, oh, that actually means a bundle of sticks.
Yeah.
You just call them a bundle of sticks, hope you have yourself. Like, no, I meant a slur for being gay. I think we all know that.
Which all brings me back to the Mr. T shooting the Snickers bar gun. Every time I think of fags, that's what I think of, is that guy speedwalking and Mr. T showing up and shooting Snickers bars at him. The homo's getting mad. That guy was speedwalking, and you shot him with Snickers bars. That means Mr. T is a gay basher. No, Mr. T's got a fucking cannon that shoots Snickers bars. What the fuck else is he going to do? I mean, they already cast somebody else for the A-Team movie. All Mr. T has to do is drive around in that fucking SUV and shoot Snickers bars at people.
By the way,
he gives a fuck if the guy's gay? No, he's going to shoot Snickers bars at the first person he sees. Napier.
Yeah.
See, you hit a fucking Snickers bar cannon. Would you discriminate against who you were shooting Snickers bars at?
Fuck no, Snickers bars are for everybody.
Shoot that shit at everybody. Did you find anything out about Aquaman?
Yeah, but by the way, as we're talking about the A-Team, have you seen the trailer for the A-Team movie?
Looks kind of entertaining.
It looks badass is what it looks like. I can't wait.
You're just talking it up because that's one of your picks.
Untrue. Now, it's one of those chicken of the egg things. Did I pick it because I think it's going to be badass?
Yeah.
Or did I pick it because I just love it, and now I'm thinking that it's going to be badass because I picked it.
It looks pretty badass.
It's tough to say.
I was down on it for a while. I was like, fuck this. You know, how could they remake the A-Team? But the preview looks pretty good. I'm not going to lie. Tell me about it. Oh, wait. Oh, God. Thank you.
Wow, that was a real fart. Okay. Yeah. It's really weird. Okay, this is a quote from some book, some comic book in which Aquaman explains his backstory.
Yeah.
The story must start with my father, a famous undersea explorer. If I spoke his name, you would recognize it.
Does that mean like he...
How many undersea explorers do you know?
Jacques Cousteau?
Undersea explorers or just sea explorers?
He said undersea, didn't he?
Yes, so, undersea. Famous undersea explorer.
Okay.
So the one guy.
Okay, so then...
Or the Jameson whiskey guy that went in after his whiskey.
Oh, James Cameron apparently likes the waters.
Yeah.
None of them are Aquaman's father. I think we can agree with that.
Okay.
My mother died giving birth to me in my hometown of Crown Point, Indiana.
Well, yeah.
Why the
one
fuck
positive.
Is Aquaman from Crown Point, Indiana?
So how would being an undersea explorer make a fish son with a human woman?
Let's see. Daddy turned to his work of solving the ocean's great secrets.
Aquaman said daddy?
His greatest discovery was an ancient city in the depths where no other diver had ever penetrated.
No fucking wonder.
My father believed it was the lost kingdom of Atlantis. He made himself a watertight home in one of the places and lived there, studying the records and devices of the race's marvelous wisdom. From the books and records, he learned ways of teaching me to live under the ocean. drawing oxygen from the water and using all the power of the sea to make wonderfully strong and swift, blah, blah, blah.
How the fuck do you...
So, yeah, so he has no power.
You can study to breathe water, apparently.
Is his magic orange scaly shirt, like, bulletproof or something? Or, like, is he just a dude swimming around with...
I don't know. But, yeah, okay, so now we've got this settled.
Yeah.
So he just got this taught to him by his father, how to talk to fish.
So he has no powers.
He has no powers. And how big of a dick is he for not teaching anyone else?
Yeah.
If it's just like a taught thing, you don't think the world could benefit from having like a few more?
I mean, teach that shit to Batman.
Exactly.
I mean, fucking... Then you can just chill the fuck out at home. You don't even have to go on these...
Well, he's got to... He can't teach anybody else, because if he doesn't, then he'd be completely useless.
Jesus Christ.
So he just gets to hide it.
He'd get a job at Target. Be like, yeah, I used to be able to talk to dolphins, and now I'm working in the electronics department at Target.
DC has such fucking lame superheroes.
Well, Marvel has the Aquaman knockoff, Namor, which looks like Spock in little green shorts.
At least he has a weapon. At least he has like a...
Does Aquaman have a weapon, or does he just talk to fish?
I mean, I think at some point he carries around some shit, but I mean, it's pretty lame. Would you like to go to the powers and abilities?
I actually give a shit.
Yeah, we'll weaponized AIDS is his fucking power.
Wow, I don't even know. Hang on. Aquaman. Abilities. Undersea adaptation. Telepathy.
Awesome.
Healing factor. You can't teach this shit.
Healing factor.
Enhanced senses.
Why does everybody fucking copy off Wolverine?
Super strength and durability. Extra resistance to heat / energy based attack.
So it sounds like he has like some like mutant ability.
Okay, this is bullshit. Left hand is made of water and possesses mystical properties. Power to make fish grow large to jaws like size. None of this can be taught to him. So either Wikipedia is fucking with us, or the backstory they gave us is complete BS.
So he has super strength. He has, you know, telepathy to a certain extent. He can do shit. Don't you think that he could get a really, really big rock or something and, you know, cover the leak or something?
I mean, I don't doubt that he could help the situation.
Yeah.
But, I mean, not really.
Oh!
Not more than Superman.
And just to, you know, go right ahead and get over the Aquaman thing and change the subject.
Okay.
I have a special shout-out that I would like to, you know, share with you guys for our good friend Clayton, who I've gotten news about in the last week. And I wanted to take a moment, you know, to... You stupid, worthless bastard!
Does Napier know?
Napier, do you know? I told you already, didn't I?
Yeah, you told me already.
Motherfucker moved in July, and he was going to conquer the world. He was starting his own business with Vector Marketing.
Bastion of moral moral marketing and not cheap, shoddy tactics like the fucking Girl Scouts used to sell their cookies.
Move to Springfield to work
the
for...
The business capital of Missouri.
Yeah, to dupe college kids into selling knives.
To their parents and grandparents.
And he lasted 5 months.
Yeah, but you don't understand, like, he can put that on his resume.
And he can get a job anywhere. So... He lasted 5 months, came back in December, January, February, March, April,
Someone saw him in St. Louis delivering pizzas. He had no interest in telling any of us he was back because he was so fucking embarrassed at how
the
fucked up
is,
his retarded plan went.
So the question is, if he didn't get seen, how long would it take until...
He wouldn't have. He would have never told us. So someone bumped into him delivering pizzas after being back in St. Louis for 4 months, and a day later, he calls Chris and says, "Hey, I kind of want to get back on the hockey team. I'm back in St. Louis." And my answer was, "No!" Oh, my God. The only thing I can think of, the only reason that I would even consider, you know, welcoming him back to the team is so that I wasn't the ugliest guy on the team anymore.
Oh, that's true.
That is one ugly bastard. My God, he looks like a velociraptor. Jesus Christ. So, yeah.
That is very funny, though.
Hey, Clayton. Glad to see you back in St. Louis. Couldn't have happened to a nicer guy, you fucking prick.
It wouldn't be so funny if he didn't leave with, like, this, like, air of... I'm going off to do something better than
you. I'm leaving you all losers back here in St. Louis.
Yeah.
And I'll be back when I'm a millionaire to shit on all of your cornflakes. Oh, my God. What
you
a
know,
worthless
I don't think
piece
I,
of shit.
As much as I give shit about Clayton on this little podcast, I don't think I hate him as much as you.
I really do. Like, see, here's the thing. Here's the thing. I have this persona where... Most people assume that I'm kidding, but I guarantee you 85% of my shit is for real. I don't fucking like anybody. I don't like anybody. If you're listening to this, I'm telling you right now, chances are I don't like you. I'm serious. If I've joked with you about, you know, how I don't like you, I'm probably not joking. I'm just letting you know.
Oh, man.
And so all this shit with Clayton, fucking, I'm 100%... telling the truth.
Like the time
I fucking hate
that
guy.
Like the time at the hut where you were giving him shit and he's like, "Oh, ha-ha, Mike." And you kept going on
and he kept
laughing it off.
You know how people dismiss it and say, "Oh, it's just Mike being Mike." Yeah, it is Mike being Mike. But I fucking hate people. I can't stand anybody. I like about 8 people. That's about it.
Wow.
Not going to name any names, just saying.
Wow.
Did I go too far there?
I mean, I don't know.
It's the truth, though. I'm sorry.
I mean, I suppose we'll never see him again, so...
I'm sure... fucking Chris Dick is going to ruin it. I just know it. I know Chris Dick is going to end up inviting him to something. He's going to be like, "Hey, man, we're all getting together." He's moving, like, a couple blocks away from Chris. That's part of the reason he called, too. He's like, "Hey, I'm buying a house." How is he buying a house?
Who knows?
Here's the thing. If you're delivering pizzas part-time... And you can not only get a loan for a house, but, like, be able to afford a house. Shit's fucked up.
That is crazy.
Like, if guys that are delivering pizzas part-time can afford a house.
He's got that Vector Marketing money now.
Oh, my God.
Well, how much could he have made in what? Not even, was it 6 months?
In the time, we figured that he did that job in St. Louis for, like, 8 months before he moved.
Yeah.
And in that time, he made $0. I mean, like, he sold a couple of knives, but then they would say, "Hey, we're all going to a conference in California."
Oh, right.
"And you have to pay $400 to go to the conference." He's like, "Oh, okay." So he, like, paid $400 out of the no money he was making doing the job. They pay him $0 an hour. It's all commission. And after you get through your friends
they paid him money.
And your friend's family...
No,
he gets a commission off of...
No, he got a commission off of what he sold, but he also got
$10 an hour if he goes and shows people knives.
Yeah, like for the demonstration time, he gets money for it, like an hour.
But, I mean, like all the hours that he spent setting up the reservations and, you know, calling...
I just loved when he would show us shit and be like, "Look, this, I've got a pair of scissors that cuts through a penny."
Yeah, be like,
and,
"Oh,
who's
wow.
got a penny?" Hey, anyone in the audience, give me a penny.
And then you give him a penny and he cuts it in half. And you're like, "All right, so you owe me a fucking penny."
First of all, you owe me a penny. Second of all, I'm not buying those fucking scissors because I don't need any pennies cut.
Yeah, why would you ever be in a situation where you're like, "Fuck, this penny needs to be 2 pieces.
Can it cut paper? Because that's what I use it for."
Yeah.
Can it cut like the tags off clothes?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
basically what I use scissors for.
Which
so.
You could, yeah, yeah. I mean, what would you need to have like a super, super powerful pair of scissors for?
I don't know.
Cut like a cookie sheet? Like,
well, because anything more than, like...
Fuck, I don't have enough cookies to fill this sheet. I need half a cookie sheet.
Right, but that's exactly my point. Like, okay, anything beyond, like, paper and, like, tags on clothes, I would just get some sort of shears. Or I would get, like, some tin snips.
Yeah.
That would actually cut through, you know, if I needed to cut anything big, I would just get some fucking tin snips. I don't need a pair of scissors.
I hate him so much. If he comes back around, that might be it for me. I mean, if you guys want to get rid of me, that's the way to do it.
Just bring
start
him back.
Inviting that motherfucker back around. Because I don't think I can take it.
I wasn't here.
I mean, other than the one initial time where right. we all get together and just say, sup?
I was agreeing.
I'm going away. What happened when he went away? I wasn't invited.
Like, we didn't do anything. He had a going away party and none of us went.
Oh, I heard there was.
He had a going away party that his mom threw for him that, like, no one went to.
Oh, I do remember that.
I think we were all invited, but nobody went.
I don't think I was invited.
Well, would you have gone?
No.
I made T-shirts. I guess I got to throw those away.
Yeah, Sarah was talking about that because she still has her...
Colonel Uggs, the blunt smoking is to his the best or one of the best at everything. St. Louis
free
since July something.
Yeah. And she said she was just going to put, like, a X through the date or something like that.
It bothers me just to know that I might run into him. Like,
well, when you go out to St. Charles, I mean, when are you really going to see him?
Speaking of might run into people, should I address the uppity broad thing?
Might as well, sure.
Uppity broad?
Let's have it.
So... this girl that Nick's sister was bringing to our hockey games, she sucks. She's awful.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, she wasn't being brought anymore. At some point, she just started coming.
She just started coming, yeah. And like, she's just up. There's no other way to describe. She's just kind of uppity. Like, you know the type of person who, like, everything you say... she has a story where something happened to her that was just a little bit better than what happened to you.
Right.
Like, you know, oh, you know, I won $10 on a scratch-off lottery ticket. The other day, I won $12.
Yeah. I had a friend who won $100,000.
Yeah. And I mean, like, I think that more than anything, it wasn't so much that she was uppity. She had, like, shit to say. And I mean, she didn't die. I'm saying she had. You know,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I mean, this isn't, like, a eulogy or anything.
You're just assuming that, first of all, she will never see her again.
She's boycotting our hockey
games. Well, and second of all, she'll never listen to the podcast because at that point she would.
But, like,
why does she go to your games again?
Well,
she was a girlfriend?
Here's the thing. I think that. She had a thing for Chris, or has a thing for Chris, or whatever.
Okay,
right?
So she went.
And so she went to the hockey games, like kind of, like to get in there. And like, I think that it's more like the way she talks, because like her sentences like trail off, like no, it's just like,
for example,
her tone, like you know. And then I went to take a shower. You know, kind of like that. It was like every sentence she said, like, you know, was real dramatic, and I didn't really care for her very much.
Talk
and so,
her eyes
at a certain
like
point,
that?
I said something. I wasn't trying to hurt her feelings. I just referred to her as an uppity broad, which she is. She's an uppity broad. And
wait, was this on Facebook? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. And so immediately she saw that I called her an uppity broad, and then she sent me an email saying I ruined her day and blah blah blah.
Why do you give a shit about her day?
I don't know.
Well,
don't know.
You told me that, and I was like, man, it could have been a lot worse. Like,
yeah.
I couldn't believe, like,
and I mean, like,
upset about that.
She's very intelligent. I mean, she seems, like, really smart, and she seems to be well-educated on a lot of things. Chances are, if she really wanted to, she could rip me a new asshole. I mean, there's plenty to make fun of me about, let's be honest. But she didn't. I mean, and she just said, well, I'm not going to, I guess I hurt her feelings, and she's going to move on, and that's great.
Well, yeah, yeah, I know that's a, we were all
but like
oh,
I'm
okay.
not at, I'm not at war with her or anything. I'm not like, you know, bothered by I can certainly ignore her if she can ignore me, and if she'd like to come and continue her quest for Chris Dick, then have at it. I mean,
by
good
all means.
Luck.
So, speaking of people that are we don't particularly like or whatever.
Yeah.
So, Sarah's friend Maggie.
Oh.
Okay, so there's this girl that is friends with my girlfriend, and she's okay. I actually don't dislike her. She's okay.
Is she the one that I told her we could go fuck in the, what is that, the Applebee's bathroom?
No, you took that girl to town, but...
Who was that girl?
But it wasn't Maggie. Maggie would never even talk to you. She'd be way too busy talking about herself.
Yes.
But the,
oh,
thing,
yes.
The thing is, I don't mind Maggie. Maggie's
I don't
a
either.
Good
she's
people.
Okay.
She just...
She's got this
herself.
One thing. Yeah, she's got this one thing that's really weird.
Yeah.
She talks about herself constantly. And so that
when but I now that she has a boyfriend, I hear all she talks about is her boyfriend. Like, now she doesn't talk about herself, she talks about him and
I don't
how
know.
Great
I've
he is.
Hung out there a few times since. It's still it's a lot more us and we.
Yeah.
But so Mike told me this one thing the first time I ever met her.
Yeah.
Mike goes, watch. Count, try and count. How
I
many
count
times.
On my hands right in front of her, and she knows what I'm
yeah,
doing,
count,
but she can't stop.
Count how many times
it's the funniest
start
in the world.
A sentence with I, me, my, and now you have to include we and us.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
It's
every fucking sentence.
Yeah, yeah,
unbelievable.
She talks about no one but herself,
and assuming that she like knows this because you said it to her face and counted
I said
in front
it to
her face.
Yeah, yeah.
She still knows this.
She can't
stop. She still
stop.
Does it. It's unreal.
It's like she's addicted to talking about
it is
herself.
Unreal. I've never seen anything
like
it.
Napier craves cigarettes and diet soda. She craves talking about herself.
I really do like cigarettes
like,
and diet
oh my
soda.
God, I have to tell everybody everything about me. I have to do it right now. But the other thing, were you done telling your story, by the way?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, okay.
Maybe if you got her a cat, like, she could just turn into Michelle. You remember Michelle.
The thing that
right, no.
What kind of ties into this thing is,
you
a lot of times,
her.
What... Are you talking about front butt Michelle?
Yeah,
front butt.
Oh, yeah, she had a super fupa.
Okay.
Do you remember the time she was talking to Alice... And Alice
was that the belt? Was like she have her pants up too high and like the belt? Because like
no
there was
one
a distinction between her belly and her fupa. It wasn't like
no,
it was all one thing. She
no,
had
that was
a
her
big giant fupa like mound as well as a big gut.
Wow. Yes,
it was incredible. Yeah, they were two separate entities.
Yeah,
wow.
Her gunt and her stomach were the same size.
One word gunt.
One day she was talking to our manager at fucking Pizza Hut and. She was the manager was looking at her like shut the fuck up, and she just kept talking, and her stories went nowhere. She would
right.
say, "Oh well, one day me and my mom was driving me to school one day, and this car backed up and almost hit us, but it didn't." That was
oh, wow.
every single fucking.
Well, and
story
the other girl that worked with us, she would just like when people called on the phone to talk to her, she'd like say, "Yeah, my dad hung himself last weekend." It was like,
no, he shot himself in the he set their house on fire
and then shot himself
in their basement.
And like people would call to order pizza, and she'd be like, "Yeah, my dad the other day he set our house on fire and then shot himself. Can I take your order?" It was
wow.
like, I mean, like she wasn't like being an asshole about it at all. She was dead serious. She wanted everybody to. No,
oh my
it's like,
God.
Whoa, this is a loopy bitch here. But what I was getting at
are
is...
Are you any specialist tonight?
Yeah, the other day I picked this weird thing out of my ass. Let me tell you about our breadstick special. I saw the other day somebody was... This is another Facebook thing, and I hate to keep talking about Facebook, but there really is just like a big melting pot of funny information there of like everybody
like
you
Facebook.
Kind of know saying a bunch of stupid shit. And it seems like the male-female friendship...
Okay.
When that goes bad, it's always somehow... justified by the female because she thinks he wanted to fuck her. That's
which
how it
is
always
saying that's in cases is probably true.
Which may just be because you're a tremendous pain in the ass. I mean, like, males and males and females stop being friends all
right.
the time. I mean, they just at a certain point say, you know, fuck this, it's bullshit, I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Yeah.
And it happens naturally, but with females, they always say, oh, well, he probably... wanted to fuck me. And
yeah, it's got weird.
Yeah, and like, Does it always have to be there?
Well, like, I think that's probably actually true in a lot of cases, but...
Not all cases, though.
Probably
I mean,
not all cases.
I have female friends that, like, I'm fine with. I'm like, okay, you know.
And do they accuse you of trying to F them?
I don't think so, but I feel like if it were ever to go south or something, that's where
that's
it would
go. That's what they bust out, yeah.
Yeah, and that seems to always be where it goes. And like, I just... Well, maybe they just think you suck. like you know, the it's just like
maybe, and you find this out on Facebook?
Maybe no, I just saw somebody post it, like, you know, oh well, you know, he was probably attracted to me and I'm married and so, you know, we're not friends anymore because of that. And
right.
Because, you know, we've been friends for 10 years and I've always kind of suspected that he kind of had a thing for me
I just hate people like airing their dirty laundry like that on FB.
I think it's fucking hilarious.
That shit's ridiculous.
What I like is the empty, open threat. Like the, if anyone harms or hurts someone in my family, I will fucking come get you.
It's like, just put it on Facebook?
Just put it on Facebook. That's your status update. Just in case anybody wanted to know.
Anyone who's my friend, by the way.
If you, yeah, they would have to be your friend.
Right.
I mean, like, if you have 50 friends, like, you're giving that warning to people that you know. Maybe you shouldn't surround yourself with such shitty people that are going to hurt your family, in which case you wouldn't have to make that
maybe
threat.
All their friends are actually their enemies because they give you the
keep your friends closer.
Enemies closer thing. Maybe you're on Facebook.
You've been kind of quiet. Are you?
I'm just listening. I don't do Facebook. What am I going to say?
You're on Facebook. I see you every now and then.
Yeah, I'm on it. I look at it.
You like post a picture of like a bat or something.
Yeah,
a post picture of a gun one time.
Yeah, and I did the brushy bat thing.
Do you smell like
cookies.
Brownies or?
Yeah,
cookies?
I think you're lady.
Oh, what are you making? Oh, fuck! God, after the podcast, we're gonna eat so many. Are they for me? Oh man,
Napier. So why don't you do more Facebooking? It's kind of fun.
Yeah. Because I'm a heterosexual male.
I'm trying to get him going on Twitter too.
Oh yeah, he'd be fantastic on Twitter.
Yeah, just, you know, random 140 character Napierisms.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Twitter to me is just a really big Facebook with people I don't know. Because all I do on Facebook is look for friends of friends that I can fuck with. And, like, Twitter is just a really big one of those. I just look for, you know, shit, and I'm like, ha, this guy spelled something wrong. I'm going to fuck with him. So, like, if you look at my timeline, that's all it is me replying to people spelling shit wrong. That's all I do. I don't know. I mean, like, every now and then I'll say, like, hey, we got a new podcast up. But for the most part, all I do is fuck with people on Twitter.
You're the spelling police.
It's retarded, but I have so much fun doing it. I have 8 hours at work.
You should start, like, a Twitter account it's just called the Spelling Police. You just read every fucking, or as many as you
just
can.
Just be a dickhead and fuck with everybody. Yeah,
fuck with everybody.
Napier, you could do that.
I want to do YouTube videos. I think that would be fun.
That would be fun.
Well, it's going to work.
Yeah, we were talking about doing that with the movie trailer game, but then nobody sent us anything.
Yeah, at all.
The movie trailer thing.
Nobody gives a shit.
You know, it's funny because I know people listen, but then, you know, we send out stuff to say, hey, email us, hey, call us. Nobody ever does. You called
and left
a scathing voicemail.
I was very upset at that point.
I mean, it was harsh. He said that, Napier, you know, no politics, no religion. And, like, he was very angry about
it. Well, I was mad because we had talked about it before because... It was one of the last times I wasn't here. You guys went on this big, you know, thing about, like, Sarah Palin and this big thing about, like, is God real? And I'm like, fuck, no one wants to listen to this shit. And then, so I told Mike about it. I was like, hey, let's just steer clear from that. It's really boring, whatever.
You can't just talk about poop all the time.
At yes, you can.
Point, you have to talk
about poop. Sir, I'm more than dick jokes.
There's so many ways you can attack dick jokes. It's material for...
By the way, we haven't talked about poop yet. I sent Bobby a picture of my poop earlier today because it was glorious. It was one push, and it was this huge coil. It was incredible. I think I still have the picture. You guys want to see it?
Not really. Okay.
No.
But yeah.
Okay.
And then Bobby was pissed off that I sent him a picture of my poop, and I was like, you know what? If we get to a point where I can't feel comfortable sending you pictures of my poop, then are we really friends? I mean, honestly.
That's not really the...
What if you send him
a
picture of your dirt-covered asshole?
No, I wouldn't do that. That's just gross.
Really?
Really now.
I love how we, like, I was just talking about, like, this, all right, man, you know, politics and religion, don't do it. And you're like, we can only talk about poop for so long. By the way, I've got this great poop story.
Well, and the thing is as soon as I heard that voicemail, I called Napier. And I said,
yeah.
Napier, the next time Jesse's not here, that's the whole hour. Because fuck him. We're just going to talk about religion and politics for a solid fucking hour.
Well,
and
that's all I do at my little AR-15 board is talk about religion and politics.
And guns.
Yeah, keep it there. This is shit is dumb.
No, that's my hobby. I love it.
There was a bar I was at in New York, and it was like this really small little boxing bar, actually. And, you know, it's all this boxing shit on the wall. It was owned by some old boxing promoter, blah, 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 blah. On the bar, there's a sign that just says, "Let's not talk about politics." And I was like, you know what? That's a fantastic sign for a bar. Like, let's just have a good time. Let's not talk about politics.
But there's so much to talk about, though.
Exactly.
But that's not the place to do it.
Yeah. Well, what is the place to do it?
AR-15 chat boards.
Well, no, I can't, because every time I go there and I say, if you say anything there that's not really, really right-wing, like the shit that comes out of fucking Glenn Beck's asshole, unless it's that, it's automatically denounced as some commie, liberal, socialist, horseshit propaganda crap that they want to steal our babies and our tax returns.
The best sign I ever saw at a bar, I was in a bar in Mexico, and there was this country-ass bar that was like, you know, I don't know, looked like complete shady, and it said, "We don't dial 911.
What does that mean?
That means if you get some shit, into some shit, they're taking care of it themselves.
Oh,
like
we
don't
like
dial 911, like in Vegas. I was like, God, that's the scariest fucking sign I ever saw.
Speaking
well,
of...
Well, actually, wait, one more thing. And that reminds me of a sign I saw in this documentary about Suge Knight, and they interviewed him in jail, and he's in jail, and there's a big sign on the wall that says, "There will be no warning shot." It's like, wow.
Snap,
that is
yo.
A badass sign.
Right, speaking of Las Vegas, you never did tell your Lance Bass story on the
podcast. Oh, I didn't?
Podcast. No.
Would you like to hear it? Would you like the Lance Bass
story? I kind of would, yeah.
It's pretty funny. It's not as good, I don't believe, as the guy getting thrown in the dumpster.
Or the fuck me in the shit.
Or
I'm
the
sure.
fuck... Well, yeah,
it's
but
still
the fuck
pretty
me
good
the shit
story.
Is weird because it's so... Oh,
look at
there's cookies. Holler.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
You know, straight way to a fat dude's heart.
So, it's actually the same guy. Oh, here, Napier, have a cookie. There.
Jesus Christ, is that the sound you make?
Yeah, good Lord.
That wasn't, like, horny or, like, what was that? Jesus Christ.
He's still
going to
talk. He's, like, in his zone right now.
Look at his eyes. Oh, my God.
This is harking back to the day.
I imagine like, that's the look you get right before you get raped. Like, there's going to be some raping.
I'm glad I'm not a delicious cookie right now. Napier would rape me.
Yeah.
So, when you're a Lance Bass story?
Let me put it in your pooper while you eat so the little crunchies get transferred to the butthole.
Oh.
Okay, so...
That was a good
This cream. Actually happened to the same guy who was thrown in the dumpster the year before. We go back again. We go back the next year. He manages to avoid the dumpster for a few nights, but almost did not. And that's where the story comes into play. So it was just me and that guy and another one of my friends. My friend Matt's the guy who got thrown in the dumpster. My friend Brian. We go to the strip club, which, by the way, if you've never been to a Vegas strip club, it's unbelievable, man. Like, it was beyond anything I'd ever dreamed about. Every girl in there is a fucking 10.
Wow.
Like, a 10. So, we
are... Las Vegas is probably a lot like L.A., where, you know, people flock there with their fucked up lives, and they're going to make it.
Mm. Well, like, strippers fly in for and do the weekends, because I was on a flight home next to one of them.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, this girl's really hot. And she's like, oh, I flew in the weekend. I danced at this club. I was like, oh, all right.
I bet she has some really good daddy touched me stories.
I'm sure she does. From Florida. She's from fucking Florida, dude.
Oh, then she definitely does.
All right, so there we were in this strip club, the three of us, and we're all pretty hammered. And the guy who got thrown in the dumpster looks unmistakably like Lance Bass. We always give him a bunch of shit about it, and he fucking hates it, first of all. unmistakably looks like Lance Bass. So,
do we need to tell people who Lance Bass is, or is it understood that people know who Lance Bass is?
I don't know.
He's the Backstreet Boy that likes cock.
No, he was an
NSYNC. He was an NSYNC, but yeah, he likes cock.
Okay, I don't think he ever sang either. I think he was like the bass guy.
The bass?
Yeah, he had like the love voice.
I'm fucking Lance Bass.
Hey, so ladies, anyway. You want my dick? You can't have it.
So the girls come around, and they like talk to you, and like, hey, where are you from, blah, blah, blah. So I decided I was going to make up the story that every girl that came over to me and sat on my lap, I was going to tell them that we are all in town and our friend is, yeah, he's, you know, he likes to take us out to Vegas every once in a while. So, you know, he's a really nice guy. I'm like, wow, what does he do if he, you know, he can take all you guys out to Vegas, you know, once a month? What does he do? Oh, he's in the music industry, so that's where he goes. Oh, really?
Was this pre him coming out of the closet?
It was post.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, oh, yeah, maybe, you know, maybe you've heard of him, you know, blah, blah, blah. His name's Lance Bass. And she's like, what? I'm like, yeah, like, that's him right over there. I'm like, what? So about half of them went bullshit. They're like, yeah, right, bullshit. And they, like, completely didn't buy it. But the other half completely bought it. Hook, line, and sinker.
And so when you say that, how quick are they off your lap over to him?
One girl in particular was like, my lap was a hot coal, jumped off and fucking ran over to him and sat in his lap, started unbuttoning his shirt and kissing his neck and shit. It was crazy. So then this girl, you know, is all on him, and she takes him in the back for this, you know, the, like, whatever, the back lap dance, which is like $100 or something.
Which is just a lap dance in private.
Yeah.
There's no...
It's I had one, too. It's pretty solid. But, I mean, yeah, there's nothing that really goes on. You're not getting anything. You know, it's $100.
Well, I mean, the whole thing is a cock tease to begin with.
Yeah. But it's so the deal is it's like $100 for three songs. Okay? So he goes in the back and like, all right, see you, boys, you know, blah, blah. He goes. He's gone for a little bit.
Does it matter what the song is? Like, would some people get Blur's song 2, which is exactly 2 minutes and 2 seconds long?
I don't
believe
so.
Some people get Stairway, or, I mean...
I think they, like, edit him down, because the whole strip club scenario is built off of these, like, songs.
You
it's when girls...
Song, yeah.
Yeah, like, well, even the girls on stage, you get, like, three songs to be on stage, and then they're off and whatever. So I imagine they have to, like, edit shit down. Anyway, so he's gone, and so me and my friend Brian there, we have a few more beers. He goes and gets a lap dance. I go get a lap dance. He comes back. I come back. Our friend Matt's still not back. You know, we have some more beers. We're saying, like, what the fuck? This guy's been gone in the back for a while. And keep in mind, this is a guy who, this time last year, was sleeping in a dumpster in Vegas. So now we're getting worried about him that something happened. So we're calling him. He doesn't answer. So, you know, we're like, shit, well, I don't know. So finally, I go to someone who works there, like, you know, one of the, I don't know, security guys or whatever. I was like, yeah, I'm looking for my friend. And they're like, okay, we can page him, whatever. And they're like, what's his name? He's like, it's Lance Bass. That's Hammer, you know, whatever. And he's like,
you were just milking it till the very
yeah,
end.
Yeah, I don't know why. But the guy, he goes, I didn't see Mr. Bass come in this evening. And I was like, oh, yeah, he's with us. Yeah, he's with us. And he's like, oh, okay, I'll go page him. So he goes, and like, as he's gone, my phone rings, and it's my friend Matt, and he goes, get Brian, come outside right now. Go, just fucking go, like run. I'm like, okay, like Brian, we gotta go. Matt's outside right now. So we like run outside the street. Well, he's outside with a Red Bull and vodka in each hand, chugging them down and hailing a cab, like all in one motion, okay? And so we're like, what the fuck happened to you, man? You've been gone for like an hour. And what do you have, two Red Bull and vodka? Like, what's going on? So he said the young lady took him in the back and started dancing with them, you know, and give him dance, whatever. And things are going really good, and, you know, he's having a good time. At one point, I believe he put a digit in something. You know, things were going pretty good as they go in the strip club. So finally, he goes, and the Red Bull and vodkas, when you're in the back, they come by and ask you if you want drinks, like, constantly, because they just figure, like, your head's not in the game, and you'd be like, yeah, yeah, just bring me whatever.
Yeah.
You know, just to get it. So he's got, that's how I got two Red Bull and vodkas. Anyway.
So he had one and forgot he had one and got another one?
Yeah, he got another one. So he's so at some point he's like, yeah, all right. So finally I start to figure out this may not be what I think it is, because I think she's just into me, and that's why she's giving me this super long lap dance. But maybe at some point she's going to ask me for a lot of money.
Yeah.
So I better test the waters here and see what it is. So I said to her, hey, baby, I'm sure I'm costing you a lot of money. if you need to go back downstairs, it's okay. And she says, it's okay, baby, you've got me. And at that point, he's like, oh, shit. She thinks I'm paying for, like, an hour lap dance. So he's like, oh, well, I better go then, you know. So he doesn't have any cash, so they go to the ATM, and she's standing there at the ATM. He gets out $100 exactly, hands her $100, and she goes, we've been back here for, like, 12 songs. You know, it's like $100 a song. And he goes, sounds like you should have told me to go back downstairs 9 songs ago. And then just takes off.
He just takes a drink.
A drink, he's going to get his 2 Red Bull vodkas.
So this girl thinks that Lance Bass stiffer at a fucking titty bar.
I bet she tells that story to everyone.
I know.
That fucking
Lance Bass is a
bastard.
Dickhead.
Fucking stiffed me.
But the,
that
yeah,
cheap bastard.
The whole thing just has an even funnier tint to it because this was the guy who ended up in the dumpster year before. So you got to imagine the entire time he's worried
that he's going to end up in the dumpster again.
Yeah, because, I mean, if a casino bouncer's bad, you got to imagine a strip club bouncer's, what, twice as bad? Like,
you would imagine, yeah.
It might kill you. I mean, yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know. Some of those casinos, they got some good money. They can hire some big dudes.
But yeah, the Vegas strip club's ridiculous. Like, for 3, you know, white dudes from Missouri, it's like, you might as well check your wallet at the door and be like, just take anything out of it you want, because if you come and ask me for money, I'm just going to give it to you.
Me and Chris and Joey and Mark Lang went to Vegas, and, I mean, we went to the buffet and we gambled a little bit, but we didn't really, like, do Vegas. Mark Lang was...
Were you 21?
No, Mark Lang was underage, so we had one dude that couldn't really do anything. But we didn't really, like, do Vegas. We were there for one night.
Well, the key
on
is...
On the way back from somewhere else.
I mean, it's not like... I'm not a big gambler.
Yeah.
So, but you get free drinks if you gamble.
Yeah.
So it's really, like, a great deal. I mean, I've spent a night till 5 a.m. there gambling. You know, made a little money, lost a little money, but I drank, like, 20... You know,
yeah.
Sapphire and tonics, because, like, it's whatever you want. Like, it's, like, top shelf everything, too.
Huh.
So, and the best deal in Vegas, although I think they've ended this now, is that in the sports books, as long as you had an active ticket, you could get free drinks. So you could go there and bet on, like, a West Coast basketball game that doesn't even start till, like, 10 or, you know, 9
and
or 10.
And just hang out all night and drink for free.
And drink for free because you have an active ticket. And you can drink for free. But I think they actually got rid of that, where now if you make bets, they give you, like, drink vouchers or whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we would spend hours in the sports book just getting hammered off, like, $50 because you just... And you might win it.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
And then, yeah. And then it's all awesome.
Right. Maybe you had a story you're going to tell. What story was your story?
Okay.
If you could stop eating cookies.
Yeah.
These fucking cookies are goddamn amazing. When I was little, my grandma
had this. Cookies, she made those fast.
Oh, oh shit.
And, like, she just, like, went down there and suddenly there were cookies.
Sure.
How do you make cookies? How long do cookies take?
Cookies?
I think
10 minutes.
Maybe they were tube cookies.
Oh, I've never made cookies.
Well, I think these were tube cookies.
Oh.
But they're goddamn delicious tube cookies
they
were.
Good cookies.
Huh. So, either way, when I was little, my grandma had this, like, old-ass Toyota pickup truck. And there was a cab, and then there was the ass end, and that was it. There was no extra seats, no cushy anything. It was like riding in a goddamn rape vehicle. You can just tell that somebody somewhere was raped horribly in one of these things, because there's nowhere to fucking go.
Do you think we mention rape or poop more?
Good question. I'm gonna go poop, but it's... I mean...
Somehow we decided that... Dragons eat rape for breakfast. I mean, like, rape just gets in there random. I'm sorry, continue with your story.
No problem. So, my grandma used to take us to, like, McDonald's after school all the time, and my sister would want the middle seat, and, okay, whatever. And this continued on until we became older, and my little sister eventually got titties. And
so did you.
Well, yeah. Well, I didn't get them as fast. Well, actually, it was probably the same rate.
Yeah.
The titties happened at the same time. Either way. So she's got these titties now, and she's bigger, and I'm bigger, so I'm squishing her up against my grandmother. And the only way my grandma can get this fucking money out of her purse is if she, like, claws into it and then just tries to get it out and then elbows my little sister in the tit every single fucking time. So every time she goes to get this fucking money, my little sister gets elbowed in the tit and then starts screaming and bitching for the next half hour because obviously her fucking titty hurts.
Is getting hit in the tit like getting hit in the balls? I mean, I guess a female wouldn't know what getting hit in the balls feels like, and somebody who gets hit in the balls probably wouldn't.
It's one of those universal questions where you could never find out because you could never feel both.
I've you know, accidentally hit somebody in the tit before who's made a lot of complaints about
There's no
such
way
thing.
This is bad. There's no way.
Yeah. I guess we'd have to ask Chastity Bono.
Right.
Yeah. But anyway.
So now every time I elbow a girl in the tit, I refer to it as getting the money out.
That's actually a pretty good punchline. I like that.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It had a visual element, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not. It works better with the visual, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I suck.
I still love the point.
So either way, if Cassie actually listens to this...
I think she's done.
No, I think she still listens.
You think?
So if she listens, she'll reminisce and she'll be like, oh, God, my titties!
Yeah.
Well, it was just...
Do you think that hearing the story will, like, make her tit hurt?
Well, it was always the left one.
Like, learned behavior?
Well...
What if they would, like, develop cancer and be like, thanks, Grandma.
Thanks, Grandma.
thanks for needing the dough so much that it became cancerous.
I was looking on Yahoo Answers the other day to get a bunch of questions to bring back our segment, Mike's Dad Answers Random Yahoo
Questions.
Which has
been far overdue.
Yeah, so we'll have one next week, at least one. I'll probably do a whole bunch of them, and we'll just have one for every week. But my favorite one, I called Napier immediately when I read it, because I was like, Napier, you have to hear this. My favorite one was, Walmart is out of Yu-Gi-Oh cards. Now what? And Napier did not hesitate for a second. He goes, fuck! It's all over! He went, that's it! Game over for Yu-Gi-Oh cards! What are we going to do?
It's like the end of Aliens. Game over, man! Game over! Shit's hit the fan! We're all fucked! We're all fucked. Get in the bus. We're going to set it on fire. We're all going to die right now so we don't have to live through Armageddon and see spiders butt-fucking our children. Fuck this. We're done.
They're climbing on the ceilings. They're everywhere. Fuck it. Let's just kill ourselves. That way the aliens can't get us.
This is Red Dawn and the Russians have landed. We're done. Screw it.
I just imagine, like, a guy standing, like, the cards are, like, up front, like, standing, like, right inside the entrance of Walmart, frantically typing something into his iPhone, like, oh, Jesus Christ, what do I do? Can I go to Target? Does Target have them? God, I don't know.
Thank God for Yahoo Answers, man.
My local comic book shop is having a tournament in 10 minutes, and I told my best friend we would go there with new cards, and then Chester, the fucking 40-year-old man with all kinds of money and all kinds of cards that he can buy,
it's
his
unfair.
Mom lets him. His mom lets him get them. This is bullshit.
It's unfair. He bought all of the Yu-Gi-Oh cards. Now he can just cherry-pick all the good cards and sell me all the bullshit.
What a dick.
Yeah, what a dick.
I love the Yahoo Answers where it's like they like it's an intentionally wrong answer, but everyone votes it to be like the right one. There's one that's like some like chick is like, oh my God, I threw up this morning and it's like I haven't had my period in months and my stomach's getting bigger. Do you think I'm pregnant? It's like, nope. It's like voted like a
nope. Well, what was the one that we asked my dad about? The vampire baby?
Oh, yeah. My girlfriend's pregnant, and she hasn't had her period in a few months. Is the baby drinking the period?
But the other good one from that was... we asked him it, and then we didn't use it because he didn't say something funny.
No, he
like
was disgusted.
Yeah, he was just like, oh, my God. And it was, if I have sex with my girlfriend while she's pregnant... Is there a chance I could get the baby pregnant?
Oh, my God.
Which I just thought was wonderful.
See, that would be like, I would answer, absolutely.
Absolutely.
I want to make one and just title it Urgent. My anus has fallen out of itself. What's going to happen to me tomorrow when I go to my interview?
Sir, I noticed that your anus is trailing behind you. What's going on exactly?
Sir, are you having your period? Your anus seems to be bleeding more than I would expect.
Sir, I noticed a pink sock following behind you. What could that be exactly? Did it get stuck in the laundry? Is it static cling?
I should have worn these shorts. Now actually, it looks like I have socks hanging out of my ass.
Actually, it's my anus.
Oh.
Why can't we invent Yahoo Answers? We'd be millionaires right now.
Yeah.
Probably not.
We could have invented a lot of things. But we didn't.
What's the one thing? What's like the dumbest thing that's been invented that you're like that?
Sounding kits.
They potentially sounding kits. They potentially like kick yourself.
Snuggies, man. Those
snuggies.
Can you imagine? Like some guy was just like, "Fuck it, I'll turn my bathrobe around backwards."
Yeah.
And like,
fuck it, I'll make sleeves in my blanket.
Yeah.
I can't think of one. Okay, here's one. Tagless T-shirts. Doesn't that thing seem like the biggest no duh thing of all time?
Yeah.
It's like, fuck, why didn't we think of that a long time ago?
You mean it's just got a little stamp back there?
Yeah, just like print it on there or whatever.
A lot of T-shirt places, it costs more, but you buy them straight from the factory, like, you know, regular stuff, like Fruit of the Loom stuff, and then they either put their own embellishment on it or tag it themselves, you know, it's Fruit of the Loom, but then, you know, it's, you know, Jesse's T-shirt hut instead.
Right.
But there's laws as to what you have to put, like, care instructions and where it was made and stuff.
Oh, yeah, probably.
I mean, as long as you do that.
But, Tag's T-shirts, I should have come up with that one.
Yeah.
I want to make a rape hut.
Rape hut?
Yeah, it'll be out of an abandoned Pizza Hut building.
Is that like chicks who have like rape fetishes or?
I don't care if they have a fetish for it.
Well, but
why would they come into the rape hut?
Who said they're coming in instead of forced in?
It's a rape hut. I think if they by walking in the door, they're consenting. So it's no longer rape. It'd be consensual hut.
Yeah, you just trick your girlfriend into coming. We hit her over the fucking head with a sock full of quarters, and then you just have.
But why would they come in?
Why are you bringing your girlfriend for this?
You don't.
I'm
you can bring anybody.
My girlfriend.
Well, obviously, if you wanted to, you could bring your mom. But I mean, that's just kind of gross.
Yeah, that would be really gross.
Yeah, I mean, they know what's going to happen there. It's called Rape Hut. The fuck.
How do you make money off this venture?
Who said I'm going to charge? There's not going to be any money made here.
Keep the lights on.
Changing
all
hands.
Of your business ventures don't involve you actually making money.
Because I want the experience.
How are you going to keep the lights on at the Rape Hut?
I don't know. How the fuck does Ubuntu or fucking any Linux operating system, how do those people stay?
Did he just say
cash?
Annie Lennox?
Yeah,
the singer from
Annie.
The
Annie. And Lennox.
From
Annie.
The,
Annie Lennox keeps her lights on by
the
Eurythmics. Yeah.
Sweet dreams are made of these.
What's Napier Karaoke this week?
Do you want to do another Napier Karaoke?
Fuck yeah. It's been like my personal favorite thing.
Chris said that he's mad at Napier Karaoke because Napier doesn't know the songs.
Mm, he goes, so? Napier doesn't get into it because he doesn't know the song, so he just kind of
says
the words.
Hungry Like the Wolf thing, he didn't know very well.
Yeah.
What's a more widely known?
Well, now I kind of want to do Sweet Dreams.
I mean, it seems topical.
All right then, let's do it.
You know that song, right?
I know the tagline because it was in all those commercials for those shitty CDs. Good job.
That one wasn't very good.
I really hope that one day I don't get the mic that you've been farted on like 10 times.
I think they've all been
farted on. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Start marking them. I want one that's fart-free on it.
You're not putting the microphone in your mouth.
I don't put
it's
the microphone
right in near
I
my mouth.
I put the microphone like on my asshole. I just put it in the general direction.
We come here like
I
once a week. It's
I don't
not a dissertate by
at
him.
The microphone. It's more above.
Just to get the
no,
sound.
No, your there assholes. Are poo particles that get on that goddamn microphone.
Well, don't lick the microphone.
Yeah, don't lick it.
What are you doing? Are you eating off of it?
How about this? Yes, I'm eating.
By the way, how about you piss on the microphone? Now it's got your piss on.
By the way, just to make sure, when you guys leave, I'm going to fart on all of the microphones. Give me the keyboard there so I can. I'm seriously going to have to poop. I hope this is almost over.
Is it? We'll do this and we'll call it good.
Oh God!
I'm going to shit so hard that my anus leaks out.
That fart was like what was keeping my poop.
Oh, so well,
like you know when you sit down. I wish you guys could see because Mike looked so serious when he said that, as if that was like a real like technical thing. Like you know that was keeping down, my.
There's
poop
always in. That first fart. That was the first fart, brother.
So now it's only a matter of time.
I don't think I normally have the fart.
Napier,
like,
I hope you don't.
Like,
take...
I'll shit.
I hope
then
you don't.
During the shit, I'll fart and then blast some, like, extra out, but I'm not.
Yeah, that's Beyonce.
I hope you don't take it offense. I'm not gonna.
That's Beyonce. You get it. Put in the Eurythmics.
I'm not gonna dance to your song.
If you don't dance to my song, how am I gonna get into it? It's like getting a blowjob and the girl's not looking up at you through your pubes.
Yeah. I don't know. Through your pubes, like a tiger hiding in the bushes,
yeah.
Waiting to jump out and like grab a gazelle, like yeah, I'm coming to get you as soon as I'm done sucking his dick. Come the fuck on,
come on YouTube,
you son of a bitch!
It's time to get an N router.
Why does Beyonce even have a...
Because Beyonce did a song called Sweet Dreams, which is obviously more popular.
But isn't the other one more famous?
I would assume, but apparently not now.
I mean, from the looks of it, no, not so much. Seriously, YouTube, I'm going to shit myself. You need to fucking get this...
It's going to do that. Be cool. We're doing maintenance.
Oh, God. This isn't good.
Do you shave your ass hair so that the poo particles don't go in?
No, I like them.
Oh no, I don't like that. I got a trim.
What are you, Mike, I mean, there's downloading other shit. What are you doing?
No.
You sound so sad. Like oh no, like I kind of got a poop now. Oh, I'm the moon.
Did you say, oh, I'm the moon?
I'm the moon.
I'm about to say, fuck Napier Karaoke. This
no, no.
Shit.
You just have to shit. I want Napier Karaoke.
Why don't you just pause it and then go take your shit?
No. Here, do you want me to do it?
There it goes. Oh, problem loading page. Ha ha. I mean, oh no.
Jesus fucking Christ. Oh my God.
Me and...
Oh, yeah, Mike's taking off. He's got enough.
God, I'm just going to check something.
He's checking his internet. Server.
Oh.
Damn
it. Reset your modem and router.
Shut up. I can't be angry with you. It'll shut my ass. Oh my God.
I'm gonna kick you in your anus until you poop.
Fuck you. Are you serious? Goddamn internet. Fucking bastard.
Close this window. Try again. Open the... Yeah. Close.
Oh, you should have saved it. Now you got to type that in again.
Napier, I'm going to punch you. I'm going to punch you right in the face.
I'm going to put my finger in your butt till you squirt poop out of it.
No, it might help. Oh, my God. Fuck Napier Karaoke. I'm done with this shit. I'm over it.
You can't be over it. The fans are now like...
I'm so
look
over
at how
it.
Much pain you've gone into just to...
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Oh, what is wrong with you?
Internet.
Goddamn internet.
Internet is
okay,
broken.
Okay, go down. Okay,
the
check,
system
check the thing.
Is down.
The system is down.
The system
that's
is
right.
down.
Down.
Oh, it's connected.
It's connected. Oh,
no, don't disconnect. No. Oh.
Connect. Yay.
Oh, God.
Oh. This has got to be the worst radio of all time. I was just going, yay. Oh,
oh God. I'm going to shit my pants.
Oh, connections are available, though.
You fucking bastard internet.
If you shit your pants, can you send them to YouTube or something? Or
oh,
your internet
access. It's going.
Hit enter or something, goddamn it.
Hit refresh.
Oh, fuck me.
It's not working.
Oh.
Maybe
oh, no.
Just do some acapella or something. We could do
for the longest time or something. Whoa, oh, oh, for the longest time. Whoa, oh, oh, for the longest time.
Wow, none of us can snap on beat. That's fun.
So, have you heard about our doppelgangers, the other dicks?
What?
Have they done anything?
What do you mean, done anything?
Like, are they watching us?
Are we about to start
a flame war?
Don't get in a flame war with fucking Mike.
Nobody's better at flaming.
The classy dicks?
Yeah.
No.
Well, by the fact that they're classy right away,
they're not paying attention to us. And even if they were yelling at us, I mean, like, they have one microphone. They're like those old school doo-wop people that all share one microphone. So, I mean, like, even
Mike,
if
your connection's not working. What the fuck,
this
man?
This is fucking bullshit.
Go take your dump. Go ahead. We'll end the podcast. We'll do it next time.
God.
You have
failed
all of
us. Fix the fucking internet. We'll go home.
This is what happens when I arrive early to anything.
Yeah, Napier, you like...
He was the first one here.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But that'll never happen again.
Nope, never.
He's the first one here, and neither of us were here, so now he's like, well, fuck, I'm just going to go back to Time Vortex.
Exactly. When the vortex is off, shit happens. Now I'm early to everything, and everybody expects me to be late.
Napier Time Vortex!
I'm going to fill your cock for a monster.
What?
What?
What? Maybe there's some more cookies over here.
Oh, fuck!
What? Did he just say something about feeling somebody's cock? Did you hear that? What did he say? Napier, what did you just say? You creepy bastard.
I want you to hold me like a sweater so I can feel protected.
Okay, we're over it. Oh. I think it's passed. I think I'm good.
Now you're good?
I think so.
It was just a contraction. How dilated is your hole?
It'll come back. But right now it's just like, okay, I guess it's not time to poop yet.
Let's go home.
We done?
Let it grow a little. Because any good thing grown is a good thing grown a long time.
Yay!
All right.
Sign-offs.
Peace out.
See you in hell, faggots. Cookies!
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Everybody, there's like 100 ways to follow us. I'm going to give you all of them. Maybe you're a blog person. Well, wfodicks.blogspot.com. That's our blog. If you just like our website, wfodicks.podbean.com. That's our homepage. If you're a Twitter person, @wfodicks. Maybe you're super anti-technology and you just like to use the phone. 314-266-WFOD. That's 314-266-WFOD. 9363. Or if you just want to email us, wfodicks@live.com. See you in hell, faggots!